On this week's Trivia Night, ladies drink for free, and we've got
shots, shots, shots.
It's time for some happy hour trivia. I've got half-price appetizers until 6 p.m., Trivia Heads, and welcome to another all-new episode of Trivia Night, doing that trivia hippie-hippie shake since 2022. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, where the oldest building in town is a tavern. We've been making the afternoon hours happy since the 18th century. It is once again time to take a load off with CrowdPurr's Trivia Game of the Week. This is the top shelf stuff, straight from our ever-evolving trivia library. Shaken, stirred, straight up, or on the rocks, you're sure to find something to drown any trivia sorrow. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question: what was the first name of Jane Kaczmarek's no-nonsense mom character on Malcolm in the Middle? Jane played Lois, of course. Lois of House Wilkerson, first of her name. She got an Emmy nomination for every single year she was on that show, and I will drink to that. Now, I'm not one for dilly-dallying when it comes to doling out trivia. 10 questions for the price of one. To quote the Bard's King Henry, "Therefore, my lords, omit no happy hour that may give furtherance to our trivia." That is a direct quote from Billy Shakes. Let's play! Let's wet our trivia whistles with a real sweet question one. What country artist nabbed a Billboard number one in 2003 with "Beer for My Horses"? Was it A, Alan Jackson, B, Toby Keith, C, Kenny Chesney, or D, Vince Gill? Which of these country music legends got a Billboard number one in 2003 with "Beer for My Horses"? The correct answer is B. It was the late, great Toby Keith. In fact, "Beer for My Horses" was Toby Keith's first song to crack the top 25 on the Billboard Hot 100. I'm sure those beer-loving horses miss Toby Keith just as much as the rest of us. Moving on to question two. Question two is going to be a fill-in-the-blank. I'm not giving you any answer options. You gotta dig deep down into your own happy hour pockets to find the answer to this one. So here we go with a fill-in-the-blank question two. The popular vodka-based Moscow Blank cocktail is commonly served in a copper mug. Again, your question is, the popular vodka-based Moscow Blank cocktail is commonly served in a copper mug. I am looking for the name of the popular vodka-based Moscow what? Your correct answer is Mule. The Moscow Mule. You got your lime, you got your ginger beer, and you got your vodka. And I have been told that it tastes different coming out of a copper mug. And to that I say, if your drink tastes different coming out of a copper mug, that's probably got some copper poisoning happening. Here we go with question three. What popular American light beer used the long-running ad slogan, "Tastes great, less filling"? Was it A, Miller Lite, B, Bud Light, C, Coors Light, or D, Michelob Ultra? Which of these light beers used the long-running slogan, "Tastes great, less filling"? The correct answer is A, it was Miller Lite. Miller Lite tastes great and is less filling. Let's keep those happy hour smiles moving right along here with question four. What classic cocktail is made with equal parts gin, sweet vermouth, and Campari? Is it A, Sazerac, B, Negroni, C, Corpse Reviver number 2, or D, Hanky Panky? Which of these classic cocktails is made with equal parts gin, vermouth, and Campari? The correct answer is, of course, B. That right there will get you a Negroni. You throw in some champagne and you've got yourself a nice Negroni Spagliato. Very popular these days. I'm not bitter about it, but it's time to move on to question 5. Speaking of bitterness, which of these ingredients lends India Pale Ale its distinctive bitterness? Is it A, citrus peel, B, malted barley, C, hops, or D, wort? Which of these ingredients makes those IPAs oh so bitter? The correct answer is C. It's hops. Those hops make that beer bitter. Here's a little fun fact about hops. Some of you might already know this, but hops are in the same plant family as cannabis. Somebody should do a study on the crossover between IPA drinkers and weed smokers. That Venn diagram might just be a perfect circle. Let's keep cracking along here with question 6. Which of these is not an ingredient in a traditional cosmopolitan cocktail? Is it A, vodka, B, triple sec, C, cranberry juice, or D, lemon juice? Which of these is not typically found in a traditional cosmopolitan? The correct answer is D. Lemon juice would not be found in a cosmopolitan. What would be found is its cousin, lime juice. Vodka, triple sec, cranberry, lime juice. Got yourself a cosmopolitan. I hope you're still thirsty because we got so much more. Here is question 7. Which artist's 2008 single, Paper Planes, inspired the popular cocktail of the same name? Was it A, Robin, B, Santigold, C, Iggy Azalea, or D, M.I.A.? Which of these artists sang the 2008 song Paper Planes, which inspired the cocktail of the same name? The correct answer is D. All I want to do is It's M.I.A. She sang Paper Planes, featured so prominently in the trailer for Pineapple Express. Woo, we're back to that cannabis. There's a whole lot of crossover happening here. Question 8. Which of these best-selling whiskey brands is not a bourbon? Is it A, Jack Daniels, B, Jim Beam, C, Maker's Mark, or D, Buffalo Trace? Which of these popular whiskey brands is not technically a bourbon? The correct answer is A. It's Mr. John Daniels. Jack Daniels is not a bourbon. Because it is filtered through charcoal after the distillation process, it is considered a Tennessee whiskey, not a bourbon. It's everybody's favorite moment. Here comes question 9. Which of these is not a white wine varietal? Is it A, Montepulciano, B, Viognier, C, Semillon, or D, Mueller-Thurgau? Which of these grape varietals is not used to make white wine? The correct answer is A, it's Montepulciano. That, my friends, is a red wine grape. Now, before I wrap up my happy hour specials with the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event just waiting for some happy hour type magic? Host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer. We've got hundreds and hundreds of freshly prepared trivia games to choose from. Don't like the topics you see? Write your own original trivia game on whatever you want. Pair that with CrowdPer's AI Trivia Builder and Bob's Your Uncle. That's a brand new trivia game. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the Free Forever Basic Plan gets you up and running quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. 1/5 of these here United States have bans on happy hour, meaning 1/5 of these here United States are a bunch of dorks. It's question 10. Which of these well-known American breweries is the oldest? Is it A, Anheuser-Busch, B, Coors, C, Miller, or D, Pabst? I am looking for which one of these popular American breweries is the oldest? The correct brewery is... D. It's the Pabst Brewing Company. They were founded in 1844, and whoo, I tell you what, they have been milking that blue ribbon ever since. Now, if you want to keep playing, I got to start charging full price, because that is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.